Hey, what's up, podcast? So right before we get into today's show, I want to tell you about my latest project, the Sales Culture Gig Marketplace. It is mainly for freelance sales consultants. I mean, people that are sales managers, B2B sales guys, full cycle salespeople, key account managers, so on, BDMs, you name it, SDRs, anybody that's a part of growing the company. I want us to really test this out because I believe now, and after talking to a couple other like leading recruiters, I'm really hearing that the companies that are growing these days are people that have perfected sales and they're selling through these tough times. So I'm creating this board. I think this is a great opportunity for companies to scale up without throwing out tons of money to try to get access to some of these top guys. Some people have been laid off. Some people are available to work some side gigs. This could be a way for you to get in and really bring on your next rock star. So go to salesculture.work and just create an actual free gig if you're hiring or looking for some sales professionals help. Or, you know, if you're an actual sales professional yourself, this is the whole Sales Culture Podcast. Hopefully sales guys are tuning in and you're looking for actual side hustles. Go ahead and make a free profile. Make sure that you post your resume and I'll be sure to give you some shout outs. And with that said, let's get into today's convo.
We have to develop a mental capacity for what it is that we want. Saying that we have drive, saying that we have heart, saying that we have passion, that's all well and good. But do you have the mental capacity to take you from A just to C? Do you have the ability to put a business plan together? Do you have ability to find a mentor or someone who's going to put you up to the next level or assist you? Do you have the ability to swallow your pride when someone tells you, hey, that you're thinking about, it won't work? And it's not because I say it won't work, but the market dictates what will work and what won't work. How about this? How about you see if someone will employ you on the side while you maintain your 40-hour week job? So therefore, you don't have the stress of the financials to say, hey, how am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to, you know, pay for kids' school? How am I going to buy this? How am I going to do that? Because if you treat what it is that you want to do as an entrepreneur and you do that while you're still working, at least you can prove that you have not just the mindset, but you have the skill and ability to actually go that level. Because a lot of people got heart, a lot of people got drive, a lot of people got ambition, but that's not enough. You have to have a skill set and you also have the right tools in order to accomplish it. You got drive, how much is that worth? You have passion, how much is that worth? And how long will it actually last? If you have a proven skill, that's something that someone will pay you for because then it has value. So yeah, you got hustle.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Joe Lemon. And today's guest is with Solomon Cutler. Now, Solomon is not like a lot of my guests, to be quite honest with you, because we linked up through a mutual friend, actually my other podcast host, Lene Braxton, and she plugged me into what he was doing. I was really intrigued, man. I got to know him just over LinkedIn, and then we hopped on a couple WhatsApps, and we eventually had a phone call. And man, I've just been really impressed by him, man. I haven't known him long, but I gotta tell you, I already view him as big homie. Because one of the things that we first start diving into is my relationship with my wife and how, you know, as my wife is pregnant, just giving that quick announcement, she's in her second trimester, so really excited about that whole process. But this is a brother, man, that has, you know, he has two daughters, raising them over in Hong Kong. He was born and raised here in LA. And so, you know, he understands the US, but man, he understands a global perspective. And we got to talking about everything, about family life, some of the challenges of being a black father. And man, I just really have appreciated our whole dialogue. And most importantly, he's a go-getter. Like, my man gets to it. And so he's a serial entrepreneur, multiple business, import and export businesses, wealth management funds. And he's just got his hands busy, man. And he knows how to scale a business properly and profitably. And, you know, one of the cool things that I think everyone's going to get from this conversation is the importance of being well-rounded as an entrepreneur, but as a person as a whole, right? Because, you know, it's one thing to get wrapped up into being a great business person, but to be a great person at home where you're well respected throughout your community, that's a whole different ball game, right? It takes a whole different level of transparency and just commitment to being excellent at everything you do. So I really believe that everyone's gonna get a lot from this, and his brand new program that he's launching has me really excited. It's the PACE program. It's more of this do-it-yourself type program that allows other entrepreneurs to be able to implement a little bit of personal development into whatever they offer. So if you have a service company or if you sell products, how are you building up your actual customer base or your audience? And this is what something that he's also partnered up with Kevin Harrington with. He's one of the major investors on Shark Tank. Last time I checked, Kevin Harrington was worth over $500 million. And so these two have linked up to roll out this PACE program, and they're hitting entrepreneurs hard and helping them educate their audience on how they can be more aware, go about changing, and then evolve. So it's really a personal development on steroids. And man, Kevin, just a rock star, man. So you can learn more about that program by going to stepupthepace.com. That's stepupthepace.com. And one of these days, I got to share my Shark Tank experience whenever we, when I was working for Titan and we got bought out by Damon John. And without further ado, let's get into today's convo with my guy, Solomon Cutler. You know what
bro,
I mean?
You ain't alone. You ain't alone. You ain't alone. Everybody walked in those same shoes. But yeah, the benefit is being able to have somebody to say, hey, look, this is how you do it. And this is how you do it right. And this is how you strengthen your relationship, your marriage, and you build that next component of your family that makes you guys even tighter. But a lot of times what brothers don't realize is that what she's bringing to us is a legacy, bro. This is the next generation of you. And so that's the way we got to look at that, because we're not looking for the shallow, quick fix, but we're looking deeper than that. And the deeper part of this is that, hey, it's my legacy that my baby's carrying. And once we look at it like that, it's just like, what you need? You need me to sit here? You need me to rub your feet? You need me to listen to you? What you need? And that's the whole thing. And it's just a matter of understanding that they need our support more than ever. They need our support, you know, because they get a whole lot of insecurity they start dealing with, you know?
Man, you know, I want to press into all of this, man. I mean, like, seriously, because this is one of those needed conversations when you talk about it takes a village, you know what I mean? Like this type of stuff that from a personal growth standpoint, as me getting ready for like fatherhood, like that's having a mentor, like, I mean, like, clearly, I'm just going to give you that whole label right now, bro. Like, hopefully you don't mind that. I mean, I'm already looking up to you as like the, you know, big homie already once it comes to this, because what's the point of me going at it solo, trying to bump my head, trying to figure it out if somebody's been there? And clearly I ain't the first father to grace this earth. You know what I'm saying?
But we want to do it different and we want to do it right. Because we got enough brothers out there that's leaving women and they playing mommy and daddy versus them just doing their role, they doing our role, and then their role also. Right, and that's the problem in the U.S. People know how to play daddy, but they don't know how to play father. I'm 55 years old, and I barely start becoming accustomed to hearing the word daddy only for 15 years.
Wow.
So the whole life didn't exist. Didn't exist. So what's that about? It's because people, they're not taking their job seriously. They're just taking it as a part-time gig. That's what we got a lot of brothers doing right now. They just have part-time gigging fatherhood.
Wow.
It ain't about that. It ain't about that.
Well, man, I mean, the fact that you're, you know, chiming in from Hong Kong, you obviously have some other experiences of different cultures and how they maneuver and how they kind of do family and work-life balance. And I mean, first off, let me just get right into it, because I want to welcome you on to the podcast, man. Solomon Cutler, man. I mean, like, the fact that you're a serial entrepreneur, you know, different businesses, import, export business, seems like wealth management. But you, once you layer in the familyhood as the foundational aspect off of everything that you're building, that's a piece of the puzzle where I feel like people may know business, but they don't know how to kind of bring it all together. And I'm the type of guy where I'm like, man, I want to be triple-double. I don't want to just be good at one aspect of life where I can go dominate, put up, you know, 30 points outside the actual perimeter, but I can't do nothing inside. I can't grab no board.
Right.
I want to be a complete player through and through, man. So I want to welcome you onto the podcast. I think we got
Man, I appreciate it. Joe, appreciate you having me. Appreciate you getting together, meeting you and everything. It's been nothing but a joy and, of course, also a pleasure. You know, like I said, I was excited to talk to you, excited to see what's going on and, you know, how we could help each other. Because that's what it's all about. We pull each other up to make ourselves better. I know there's a lot of people out there that they think the more people they step on, the bigger they're going to be. But my philosophy is a shift in the paradigm. The more people that I bring up, the more people I can help, the better I am and the stronger I am. Because that means what? I'm sharing your success. You're sharing my success. It's not something that anybody that's super successful or anybody that's just a little bit successful, somebody helped them. Nobody 100%. Did it by themselves.
100%, man. I mean, so let me get right into like maybe some of that conversation right there, because how did you get that mindset? Because I was at the place where I'm like, look, I got to compete, right? I got to go out there and get mine. I need to go grind for it. And then somewhere along the way, I was like, wait a minute, man. This got to be a more civil and a much more prosperous way to really go about doing this. So how do you kind of go about finding that whole lane for yourself?
Listen, for me, it's a mind shift. And a lot of times we grow up a certain way and we keep that certain way. Now, there's a lot of elements of how we grow up. It gives us the grind. It gives us the hustle. It teaches us how to do something with nothing. So when you talk about doing something with nothing, I'm number one on the list. I grew up poor. We grew up in social, economical, the underdeveloped, disadvantaged times. Grew up with the mother running from an alcoholic father, running to California where she knew nobody, and being in an area where you see gang violence, drug sales, drive-by shootings, teenage pregnancy. I made the choice at 11 years old. And I said, this is not going to be my life. This right now is just now. It will not define where I'm going to be in my life. And so at 11 years old, I made a decision and said, hey, I'm going to design a life I want to live. That was what I did. I want to design the life I want to live. And that's basically what I did from day one. And this is at 11 years old, seeing partners get shot, seeing partners end up incarcerated because of making bad choices and unable to develop a strategic plan of how they can get out of the hood. And that's what happens. And it leads to the detriment of our society and losing our brothers to incarceration, to suicide, to depression, to mental illness, to drugs, to violence, to everything. And then if we don't have the first thing, a mind shift. It doesn't matter if you grew up in a hood. It doesn't matter where you grew up in. What matters is if you're able to turn what those adversities into something positive. That's what I did. And there's no way in the world when I was growing up poor that I had made a decision, I have no choice. I grew up poor. I don't have no choice. I just got to accept this. I'm going to be poor my whole life. I never once thought about that. Never.
So never. It was something that was always in you. Existence. I'm going to go ahead and actually sprout up and actually make the moves regardless.
You know what? The whole thing is, my deal was, I made up my mind that I was going to be a positive effect of my environment. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what environment I grew up in.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a positive effect of that environment. A lot of times people can't, like I say, people can't shift their mind because you grow up a certain way. You think you have to be that way. And that's not true. We have a choice. We have a decision. Is it difficult? Of course. Is it hard? Of course it is. But do we have the ability to shift our minds and attempt to do something different that's going to better our lives, better our family lives, and also the future of the family that we create?
100%, man.
It's all about.
Man, you know what, man? So, you know, let's kind of dive into this a little bit, man. Mindset shift is something that's like needed, especially throughout this whole time, right? I mean, this is one of those times whenever people are so really kind of wrapped up into what's happening externally that they don't have any, you know, mental bandwidth to think about what they can really impact, right?
It's
the
true.
Fact that there's so much that we can do just by starting right here within ourselves. So can we kind of press into like that whole process of about shifting your mind?
Well, the whole thing is this, is that we can look at any adversity and we can utilize that as a crutch and say, this is always going to hold me back. Or we can look at that as an obstacle that we actually have to formulate a plan to get over it. And so we decide how we look at it. Okay, I grew up poor. So what does that mean? Do I have to stay poor? No. Okay, so I grew up without a father. So does that mean that I don't have any leadership skills? I don't have anything to tell me how to be a man? No. Does that mean that I don't know how to take care of my family? No. Does that mean I don't know how to put my family first? No. We decide, and we have a choice that we have to make when we step into these different avenues of our life to make a decision. And we all have the ability to make a decision, but it just depends on what's the decision you're going to make. I was faced with, hey, people coming up. Hey, you're going to sell drugs to me. I can't do it. No, I said, you're going to sell drugs to me. it ain't happening. So whatever I had to do to get out of that situation, whether it was a turn and run, or I had to say, hey, my mama gonna kill me, and then she gonna come looking for you.
Right.
But it wasn't gonna happen. Or people gonna say, hey, you gonna be in our game. I can't be in no game. I tell them, I'm already in the game. They said, what you want to do? I said, no, hold on. I'm in my mother's game. She jumped me in, and I can't get out. And the whole thing is that my mother, she's 5'2". I'm over 6 feet right now, 270-ish. And my mother played no games. She set the law, and that was the law. And out of respect to her and what she did, we obeyed the law. Well, it's because we understood that everything that she does with what she has to work with, she's given 100%. And if we don't respect that and take that, do something with it, we let her down, and we let ourselves down.
That's real. That's real, man. That just really speaks to the power of like parenting, bro. Like, I mean, like to me, like having that foundational impact early on in life, obviously it kind of helps shape how you move.
Well, of course. I mean, the whole thing is that everything that mom said went, it wasn't like today it'd be like, oh, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
That wasn't in our language ability. That wasn't the linguistic skills that we required to be able to speak back to our parents. That didn't exist. Yeah. So my mother said, of course, every Sunday was church. So what does that mean? Done. I mean, when Sunday came, it was church time. And then if we're outside playing and the lights went on, you're supposed to be in the house. If you're in the house after the lights come on, then there's consequences for your actions.
Problems. Well, man, you know what? So with business, right? Because, you know, this is interesting to me because you're talking about mindset changes, right? And one of the biggest challenges I see with a lot of entrepreneurs coming up is, one, getting out the gates is tough for a lot of people. So right. I'd love to kind of talk about what it takes to go from being a employee to an actual employer. What, uh-huh. How is that mindset shift? And then the levels that happen afterwards. Do you mind kind of pressing into that a little bit of what that whole process looks like?
You know, the same thing is that, first of all, we have to develop a mental capacity for what it is that we want. Hmm. Saying that we have drive, saying that we have heart, saying that we have passion, that's all well and good. But do you have the mental capacity to take you from A just to C? Do you have the ability to put a business plan together? Do you have ability to find a mentor or someone who's going to put you up to the next level or assist you? Do you have the ability to swallow your pride when someone tells you, hey, that you're thinking about, it won't work? And it's not because I say it won't work, but the market dictates what will work and what won't work. And a lot of times we think because we work with someone long enough, we know what they do, we could turn around and do it. Mm. But without understanding what the mindset is, what the skill is, and what the labor behind the scene is, then it's very, very difficult to get there. And then even after breaking out from being an employee to being an entrepreneur working for yourself, this is the thing. If you're working for someone, you're guaranteed at least every 2 weeks and at least once a month, you're going to get a paycheck.
Right. It's on the way. Checks in the mail.
You shift that mind and you say, I want to be an entrepreneur, and you go from under that comfort zone into an uncomfortable place and position. Now you got to act like it and you got to work at a different level, because now you're doing your 40 hours and you could be a subpar, an average to even an overachieving employee. Your check is going to be the same. But now when you jump into the hoops of being an entrepreneur, that means that you don't get paid unless you create something that somebody wants to buy. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is that is being able to test that theory under different avenues, meaning try to see how you can do as an independent contractor for your skills that you know, your skill set. How about this? How about you see if someone will employ you on the side while you maintain your 40-hour week job? So therefore, you don't have the stress of the financials to say, hey, how am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to, you know, pay for kids' school? How am I going to buy this? How am I going to do that? Because if you treat what it is that you want to do as an entrepreneur and you do that while you're still working, at least you can prove that you have not just the mindset, but you have the skill and ability to actually go that level. Because a lot of people got heart. A lot of people got drive. A lot of people got ambition. But that's not enough. You have to have a skill set, and you also have the right tools in order to accomplish it. You got drive. How much is that worth? You have passion. How much is that working? And how long will it actually last? If you have a proven skill, that's something that someone will pay you for, because then it has value. So yeah, you got hustle. Yeah, you have drive. Yeah, you have passion. What is your skill set? What tools do you have that's actually of value to someone else other than yourself?
Man, I love the fact that you're talking about the actual skills, man. You know, it's a big thing for me right now because with the barriers to entry being so low, like before trying to launch a business, as you know, a couple grand. You know what I mean? Like, so you got to do the LLC paper, you know, paperwork, mm-hmm. website's going to be, you know, at least $500. I mean, at least. I'm talking about just for like a little garbage, you know, one page, whatever. I mean, now everything's so much cheaper, man. You can get right into it. Maybe you might spend $100 and you're off in the running, right? I mean, if that sometimes. So, you know, but people, so what happens is you get a lot of people that have drive, passion, mm-hmm. excitement, yes. you know, yes. ready to go, hustle, whatever other term you want to throw in there, and ambition like crazy, right? But limited skills. And it's like, man, that ain't worth nothing. like Ooh. I can't sell your ambition, bro.
Exactly. It don't have a street value that you think it does.
It don't
have a street value. But the thing is that a lot of times people's ambition, growth, and entrepreneurship grows from different reasons.
Yeah.
I'm mad at my boss. I can do just as good as a job he can do. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to open up one. But that's the wrong reason. Because you have to be able to do something for a long time to prove what your value is, because you still got to grow your customer base. And if you have no customers and say you do have the skill, but then you still need to market to your target market, and mm-hmm. then you still need to acquire customers to buy your goods first. So still, just being mad and saying I'm going to go do it on my own, it's not enough. You got to have more than ambition, more than drive, more than hustle. You got to have skill set. You have the tools that you've acquired and this career capital, meaning that you've done something for a certain period of time that now it creates a value that someone is willing to pay you for. Because we might think we're worth $500 an hour, but when you go out there as a subcontractor or as an independent contractor and you say, this is what I have, they might think you're only worth $125 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a whole new ballgame you got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a lot more expenses that you had once you're working as an employee. And that's the difference.
Man, major points, man. I mean, because, you know, I got this big belief that this is a great time for people to really test their actual, you know, their actual business acumen by starting off with that, you know, freelancer type of role, independent uh-huh. contractor type of role, like before you just go jump into something, right? You know, or if you're laid off right now, furloughed, test it, uh-huh. see what you're capable of. The market's going to keep it real with you, especially if you get enough of those things lined up so you can get a real nice sample size, man. So let's kind of move back to how you kind of bring up entrepreneurs, because I know that you got some good things in the works, man, with pretty much how you're challenging people to really grow. You have a whole program, it seems like. Things are kind of laid out for people, man.
Yeah, but okay, for two things first. Once you said that it's easy for people to get into business and to grow that role,
yeah.
it's true. And because it's easy, it's also dangerous, because people will already be looking to where it is that they are, but they're not looking at what the cost is that they have to pay in order to get there.
Mm.
They don't have the capacity to understand that check is not coming every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. They don't have the capacity to understand is that you can't take food money, you can't take mortgage money and go on your vision. You have to bring that money from somewhere else. So you have to support your dream with the monies and income that you have saved up aside from the monies that you have inside the house. And a lot of times the problem comes within the families that we spoke about is because that people intertwine and mix that all together. And that causes confusion, because mm-hmm. if you're married and you got a wife, she 100% in on the vision. And if she's only 40% in the vision, of course, you're still going to have to feed her the sunshine and the water and everything else until it starts to sprout. But until that point, you can't do it. If not, you're going to cause problems. And a lot of times people say, my wife won't do this, or my wife don't support me. But listen, how about from her side and understanding that it's your vision? Build your vision with money that you save up. So the less you go out with your friends and you have these professional lunches and professional business, go out less. Tuck that money to the side versus the taking money directly out of family money. So there's family money and there's business money. But we have to develop that business money in order to be able to do and not cause any conflict. And that's where great. A lot of the strain and the struggle go in. So it's easy, but it's dangerous.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I think it's Warren Buffett talks about this, where he says that, you know, if everyone's moving one direction, right, then that's the time that he normally zags the other way. And he's looking at that opportunity, because it is so easy to get into like entrepreneurship right now. And one would think, oh man, this is the wave. I can go do this. I'm next, right?
It's true.
Sure, it may be the case too, right? But with that, it's a process that people don't want to go through. So, you know, this whole journey and process for yourself, how to play out, man, because now you're in Hong Kong. I know you spent some time in like different continents out there, man. So, I mean, please educate us on your whole growth journey a little bit too.
Hey, I'll tell you this.
Yes.
First, let me say this. There's nothing glorious about being an entrepreneur. There's nothing sexy about being an entrepreneur. If you want to go the hard route, entrepreneurship is for you. If you want to go a route with no friends, no support, and you're the only one watering that vision with sunshine and water, you're the only one. If you want rough times, if you want hardship, if you want anxiety, if you want to suffer, entrepreneurship is for you. If you got the mental capacity to put up and continue and wake up every single day and then do it when no one else supports you, entrepreneurship is for you. But if you don't, and you consider that too much, or you're only going to do it for a certain amount of time and give up, it was never for you in the first place.
Wow.
And the whole thing is that if that's the mindset you have, don't start. Stay where you are. Stay in your comfort zone. Do your 40 hours. Get your check. Man, no problem. But if you jump that fence and you go into entrepreneurship and then say this is the route you want to go, understand what's going. The upside to that is, of course, it is possible, but it's not easy. It takes a lot of work, a lot of dedication, a lot of discipline, a lot of rejection, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of intention, a lot of purpose, a lot of understanding what you're doing, a lot of being brought into a system and a place that you can incorporate what you do and learn how to do it better. Because, yeah, you might have been good back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. We're in a whole new time zone right now. And if that's the only skill set you have is from back then, it's not going to work today, because technology is moving so fast that if you haven't even caught up to 2000 and now we're in 2000, now we're in 2020, you're really behind. But that's another huge mistake that people make, is they don't continue to upgrade their learning skills. They don't continue to invest in themselves. And that's the biggest thing out there. People don't invest.
All right, guys, so we're going to wrap it up right there for part one with my guy, Solomon. Man, and he said a couple things I want you guys to meditate on. One, really trying to put and build up your skills over just looking at being motivated and being excited about whatever you're, you know, why are you launching your business? Are you just launching it because you're mad at your boss and you think you could do it better? Or do you really have something that's really inspiring you? And what does the market want? Like, how are you bringing something fresh and new to the market that will allow you to actually stand the actual test of time? So with that said, guys, hope you guys enjoyed this show. You'll get the full episode on the Real Value Exchange podcast. And go check out the Sales Culture Gig Marketplace. Just go to salesculture.org, hit that button right in the middle, and then you're off to the races. We'd love for you guys to create a free profile or at least post a free gig. You never know. You might be able to find yourself a next killer rock star sales professional just by going there. So with that said, I look forward to keeping you guys posted on more and more content. Until next time, you guys be great.